Come and join the celebration. It's a very special day. Good morning and a very joyful Christmas to you all on this, our Saviour's birthday. In our morning service, we will light the Advent candles. The first candle, one of the four red ones, was the prophecy candle, or candle of hope. We can have hope because God is faithful and keeps his promises. The second candle is for preparation. God kept his promise of sending a Saviour to be born in Bethlehem. We must also prepare for Jesus to come again. The third candle, the candle of joy, or shepherd candle, when the angels sang a message of joy. The fourth red candle is a candle of love. The angels announce the good news that God loved the world so much that he gave his son Jesus. The fifth candle, which sits in the middle, is a white candle, the Christ candle, which reminds us that Christ is spotless and sent to wash away our sins. His birth was for his death. His death was for our life. It is in the centre because he is at the heart of Christmas and should be at the centre of our hearts. Let us pray. Jesus, may your love shine. Your moment has come. In the dark of the womb you waited. You were bathed in the balm of the star. Into a world you were born sorely in need of your light. Our world is truly in need of your light this day. When you knock on our door looking for room, may we welcome you. Like the herald of your birth, call us to share your good news. First with those who are poor, excluded and afraid. May your light shine in the darkness. The call of Christ began in a baby's cry. May we listen and respond to his call. Amen. It won't be any surprise to you that the reading this morning is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all the people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognise him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in a manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about the child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. I've titled today's message, Christmas 2020, Just Another Day. First, I want you to think of your childhood memories of waking up on Christmas Day. Some of us may need to go back that much further than others. My sister and brothers and I had to abide by strict rules and not to go in the lounge before given the okay by Mum or Dad. We would have previously woken and searched for our stockings, which had mysteriously arrived at the end of our beds, and enthusiastically poured out the contents to find our booty. There would have been various knick-knacks, like a Super Bowl, which bounced to extreme heights, perhaps a wooden puzzle, pencils, crayons, and the like, along with a meshed net full of golden discs, which contained chocolate. To finish, a new toothbrush and the inevitable tangerine stuck at the end of the foot. From recollection, we were always sympathetic to Mum and Dad as to the time that we went to find them to share our finds in our stockings. We then waited like coiled springs by the lounge door in suspense of what lay under the Christmas tree. Dad would enter the lounge first, leaving us outside, and after a while we would be allowed in. Dad would have lit the coal fire to take the chill off the room and melt the ice from the inside of the windows. The tree lights were on, and we would encourage Mum to hand out the presents. All was done quite orderly, as a record, of course, needed to be kept from whom and what family member or friend had given us a present, so that we could follow up with those thank you letters. After all the presents had been opened, the Christmas wrapping paper was collected up, saving, of course, the less torn sheets for next year's wrapping, and then we would share the excitement of our presents with the others. Then it was breakfast, followed by a trip to church for the morning service to celebrate the birth of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And this is, of course, where we are now. This is why we have come out this morning, to celebrate his birth. How different the first Christmas morn was over 2,000 years ago. No Christmas trees or decorations, no stockings, chocolates or lights, not even a church service to attend, although we were close to not having one ourselves this year. The first Christmas morning was special for some, but quite ordinary for others. The townsfolk would have gone about their day as usual, very few aware of the newborn in the stable. The innkeeper and his family were probably aware of the activity. Today, sadly, Christmas morning is ordinary for many, in as far as they have nothing to actually celebrate. Yes, as far as possible, people will get together with family, restricting themselves, of course, to the COVID regulations of the day. They will overindulge in consumption of food and drink, but those who have no Christ in their lives are not celebrating anything. They are just partying. For Mary and Joseph, this was no ordinary morning. Far from it. Exhausted from travelling, then unable to sleep due to the smelly, draughty stable, and then the Son of God wanting to make his impact on the world, with all the pains that Mary may have experienced in the birth. Can you imagine what was going through their minds at the imminent birth? God had spoken to them through an angel, brought them miles away from their home in Nazareth to a dirty stable to give birth to the most precious baby ever born. Think back, those of you who have held a newborn, cradling it like it was a valuable piece of antique porcelain, as if it was to break at any moment. Think how they must have felt, holding God's son. Don't know about you, but the responsibility doesn't bear thinking about. Yes, they were Jesus' parents, but bringing up someone else's child, God's child. Now, not only had they not experienced bringing up a child before, but this was God's son. Had God really thought this through, giving his precious son to a pair of rookies? Not only would this child be the saviour of the world, but he'd give his life on the cross so we can have eternal life. Another group who had their lives turned upside down were the shepherds, the vermin of society, just minding their own business on the cold hills outside Bethlehem. They were poor, probably used some very ripe language, and spent their money on drink and gambling. Now, who did God choose to be Christ's first visitors? Them, the shepherds. Now, I'm not stereotyping. Well, maybe I am. But you can you imagine our Queen visiting Penge and the town present a local homeless, drug-taking, gambling drunk first in line to shake her hand? I'm guessing probably not. But God chose a very similar group of people to meet his son. The angels told them where to find him, and they went in search. Having seen this wonderful thing, they respond by telling all they meet. Now, the grapevine would have been very slow. No internet, Facebook or Zoom to share on. So to spread the news in just a matter of minutes to the whole world. For most people, they would not have known what had happened in the stable. The news would have been a bit more like the SE20 magazine than Sky or BBC News, and it wouldn't even hit Jerusalem. Much later, King Herod was to find out from the Magi of this new Jewish king as they followed the star searching for the truth, even though they were not of the nation of Israel and probably not aware of the prophecies made years before of a coming Messiah. By the time they reached Bethlehem, Mary and Joseph were probably in different accommodation and not at the stable. When they saw the baby, they knew this was no ordinary child. So they bowed and worshipped him. They gave him gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. For some, Christmas morning was just another day. But for some, it was extraordinary. Either way, it was to change history and the future forever. Change people's lives, then and right up to this very day. God knew we would not come to him, so he came to us in Jesus. Jesus is the only way back to God. In the Bible, the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, tells us, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." Like the Magi, we were not there on the day when Christ was born, but they came to worship him. They came from afar. We are all a long way from Father God. But through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross and rising from the dead to return to the Father, we can come to God through him. Christmas Day this year may feel somewhat strange than previous years. However, it should not be ordinary if we relive what it really represents and how amazing that God came to us in Jesus, who lived, died and rose again, so we may have peace on this earth and eternal life to come. Amen.
See him lying on a bed of straw, a drafty stable with an open door. Mary cradling the babe she bore, the Prince of Glory is his name. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord appear to men. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Star of silver sweep across the skies, show where Jesus in the manger lies. Shepherds swiftly from his stupor rise to see the Saviour of the world. Glory to the heart of man. Sing the Bethlehem's little baby can be salvation to the soul. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord appear to men. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. From thine innocence eternity, mine forgiveness by thy death for me, child of sorrow for my joy. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord appear to men. Just as poor as was the stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Glory when he came.
Let us pray. This is a prayer by Robert Louis Stevenson. Loving Father, help us remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with clear hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be your children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiving and forgiven. For Jesus' sake, amen. May Penge Congregational Church wish you all a safe and joyful Christmas, whatever you are doing, and may Jesus be at the heart of your celebration. God bless you all.